This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. We have had a fun day talking about the 2025 NFL MVP outlook. Talked some nudity. A listener did say that family meant family, by the way, on the Ponderosa Resort.
Oh.
Someone said, claiming to be familiar with the facility.
Okay.
Family means family. Interesting. Also, golf versus Guelph. We didn't really play golf versus Guelph.
No, it's just merely a fun little wordplay.
That's had. Right. I went to Guelph for most of the weekend. Bulldog played two rounds of golf. Two more. Continuing his trend of playing constantly.
Does that count for the week? I mean, it was before the show Friday. I mean, I feel like I'm gratuitously attaching that to the weekend.
But tomorrow and Wednesday.
I was offered an opportunity to play on Saturday and went, no, I just played on Friday and I'm playing on Sunday and 3 days in a row. Like, no, I'm not the guy to bring with you on the golf trip where you play 36, 36, and 18 and then drive home. I don't think I'm getting 36 and then the next day might be tough.
Man, you make a point right there.
I just can't.
That used to be maybe my absolute dream day would be. I mean, I played 36 holes lots of times in Rochester mostly because I worked mornings. So that was doable.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Let's go back out. If you had like a hookup or something, let's go back out.
Right.
Never did the trip like that exactly, but still like, oh, I used to fantasize about that. Now the thought absolutely makes me shudder. When I played golf last Monday or 2 Mondays ago, by 15, if not earlier, I was shot. Like I just done.
That was like scramble. Like that's a longer day, probably, right?
It really wasn't, but yes. Also not hitting as many shots.
That's right. And you're in a cart. I mean, I walk. Although I think my outing Wednesday will be a cart, but I don't get tired in that way. But the next day, I feel like, you know, the walking and all the hitting and all the just like
hitting.
The only way I would get through it is to start, you know, drinking and like that's not going to end well.
That doesn't make the next day any easier.
No,
I see.
No,
here's Rick with us. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys, I'm going to make a quick point because I'm in my car. You caught me going into a car wash.
Uh-oh.
I'm down with losing one game, but think about it. If we didn't lose a game, we'd be swiping it from Miami, which would be amazing, right?
Yes.
I kind of want to know if you can keep the connection through the car wash. How close are you to going in?
Well, stay with me because I'm in the middle.
you're in it.
Yeah, the connection.
Okay.
I'm in the car wash.
You're
right
just
now,
sitting so. Pretty in neutral with the foam and the purple lights.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm so envious. I tried to stop on my way here today, and it was the line was too long, and I just turned around and came out. It's just like I don't have time.
Yeah, I choose the no tire shine because I have a white car and it splatters all over. So
oh, I see.
Choose no tire shine. So.
I think Rick, you have done something important here. You have established that the car wash is not a hindrance.
Yes.
Exactly.
I think you've done something.
Exactly. Just because
here.
The radio fades out in there doesn't mean the phone will, I guess is maybe what we learned here. Because the radio definitely fades out when you go in there.
Yeah, that's right. Good job, Rick. All right. I'm going to lose you. I'll keep this quick. No, you don't need. Take your time.
Taking it from Miami. I like that. It's. I think I would still want it anyway, you know, with whatever, you know, if the Rams had this record. But Miami's is definitely tastier because you know every year when the last undefeated team loses a game, the champagne and the whole thing for them. I mean, just already, just cut it out.
That doesn't bother me. I wish I could have something like that where every year
we do with the Sabres missing the playoffs.
We toast to that. No, I have not been included in that ceremony.
No, it's not been a joyous occasion.
You're not taking it from Miami either. You're just sort of you're joining their fleet.
But you're doing it better than they did it because they had 14 games and then was
all
it
right.
Three playoff games, right? A divisional round, a championship game, and a Super Bowl. So, you know, they got to 17. I'm winning 17 just in the regular season, buddy.
I'll give you the Miami rebuttal if you need it to that point. Because it's really the same rebuttal that those guys have always used when people talk them down as not like a classically great team. They had close games or an easy schedule or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that we did everything we were asked.
Sure.
And no one else has ever done that. So, you know, we didn't play 20 games. They didn't let us. That's not my fault.
All right.
I'm Larry Zonka here.
So I think
that's not my fault.
But So I win my 17 and then I win three more and I've got 20. 20 is three more than 17.
Oh.
What I did.
Let the rivalry commence.
What I did is better. Right? It is. Thank you for coming.
You know, that'd be fun on, like, pardon the interruption, the next day after that Bills Super Bowl win for 20-0 until Dallas fires its coach, and then we talk about that instead. Moving on. The Cowboys need a new trainer. Steve is next. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hey, guys. Tough act to follow with the car wash guy.
Car wash guy, yeah.
I agree that the 17... If you got a chance to win it, you have to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think something that historical to then go on and go all the way almost kind of erases that whole era of the Super Bowl losses where it's like that this accomplishment would be so great that it would outshine some of those defeats. beside the fact of, I do think doing it now would be better, would be a little bit of a one-up on Miami, but it would just kind of take the stain from those Super Bowl years away. That's my point.
I hear that. I hear that. What you've done is rewrite the reputation a little bit from, to whatever extent you care or it matters, from like a team that's known for losing. Say what you want about that, but I think that's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
To the greatest season ever told. That'd be good.
That's a pretty good swing.
The topic is, by the way, what are these guys talking about right now? There's a car wash involved. What are they talking about? If the Bills got to 16-0, and believe me, they have not endorsed this topic today. The Bills have not, do not, I can say it for them, do not endorse a discussion about being 16-0.
And how they would handle that come January.
The Ravens actually had the idea and called in with this idea. Why don't you guys talk about winning every game? If they were 16-0, what would you do in week 18 against the Jets? I know the math is weird there, but that's how football is.
I just love the thought. I don't engage in it, but it's impossible, at least for me anyway, to avoid the shrapnel of the fan wars. And 2 years running with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen being in the running for MVP, they're both contending teams, they're both in Kansas City's shadow, a lot of similarities. The fan bases have been at it, right? I need right now for there to become a thing already. Like, the radio show in Buffalo is talking about going undefeated.
Yes.
They're overlooking the Ravens in week one. Please, someone bring this to me.
Yes.
whatever needs to happen. Tag somebody on Twitter. I can't think of the guy's name. There's a guy that everybody was after last year from there. You tag him. Rope him into this. We're talking about let's
You're go. Asking for this.
Not really. Please don't do any of this.
Which team between the Bills and the Ravens would you sooner expect to go 17-0 and then lose in the second round? That's easy. Baltimore. CJ is next. Hello.
Hey, I got a quick question. Do you think the Bills are being cheap, so to speak? And I'll tell you what I mean when I say that. We seem like we're all in with Stephon Diggs at first. Like, hey, we got a quarterback. We got a wide receiver. We're all go. Our defense, we still have both safeties. We're looking pretty good. It didn't work that time or for that stint. But for this stint, it seems like it works what they're doing for longevity. But when you're at the door and you're constantly kicking at the back door and you're only star, we don't know if Cook is coming back, is Josh Allen, why would you not push harder for, I don't know, for example, a DK Metcalf? I know he said we spent on Palmer, you know, that's the GM's, mm-hmm. that's my guy right now. But when you're this close, it seems like you're comfortable where you are, and it's like, I hope Josh Allen does it, but if he does it, we'll try again next year. You seem complacent, so to speak. If that makes sense.
CJ, you dare to take us off of the most fun topic ever, which is what would you do in week 18?
To talk about whether,
whether they should have traded for DK Metcalf, who was traded 2 months ago? CJ,
I do apologize for
my guy. My guy. I mean, just, I don't know. I don't think of the Bills as cheap.
I don't think it's cheap at all. I think they believe it. And that's to say it's unassailable, that it has to be correct. But I mean, did you listen to the GM when he called the day after the draft? 30 points a game. They believe it. I mean, they're spending the money. It's just they haven't invested it in a receiver. I think they feel like they're better off spending it on edge rushers. I'm not being jerky when I'm saying it. That's what they're doing.
They spent money at receiver, but on guys that you really, it's not necessarily easy to buy it.
And it's not, because it's not at the elite.
The Metcalf
level. It's not at the $30 million threshold. I mean, it's nowhere near it.
I would like for my team to have the guy that I can count on when it matters at receiver. That was Diggs to a point in the playoffs. It came to be that he was not as reliable. And I think that probably contributed to the discord. From their side of things. Other guys, A.J. Brown, You can name the same names. Those teams are more dangerous to me. But the Bills kind of have scoreboard on this from last year, unless you hold the 32-29 loss to Kansas City against them. Thank you, CJ. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.